Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lovely Travels podcast. This is a little bit of a different one today. It's just going to be me again. And you probably know if you clicked on the title. But this is kind of an announcement and kind of a sharing and a debrief. So, yes. I am pregnant. The time right now, it's the 31st of October, so I'm 27 and a half weeks, and I do not enjoy it. So as the title said, I've been feeling this way for quite some time, basically since I found out. So I will share a little bit of the story with you, and I just wanted to open with, how this all came about. So I decided to share a post today. It's been on my mind for a while. I'm very open and honest about my journey. If you listened to episode 6 about mental health, you would have known that. I share very openly, and to be honest, my mental health has taken a real hit during this time, and I'm sure other people go through the same thing. So I choose to share my story. I choose to be open. As you'll see in one of my posts soon as well, or you probably might have seen already, my blog, which I've had for 11 years, which is now called lovelytravels.com, which is the website where you can learn more about us, was actually called The Adventures of the Traveller M. And, you know, I'm the traveller, they're my adventures, and I'm M. So the blog, if you go back through the history, there's actually lots of things. You know, sometimes I wrote about refugees or racism or mental health challenges I was having, or where I was living at the time. It was it's my blog. I can write about what I want. I can write about my life. And so although this podcast is dedicated to travel, and so is the website, it's also dedicated to adventure. And this pregnancy thing is an adventure like no other. It's definitely a journey, and it's going to change my life. It's going to impact, not the pregnancy, that's the period, but it has already impacted me and changed me in how I approach other women and how I think about it. But it's, once little baby comes in January 2021, my life will be different. So, and the way I view the world and the way I approach my travel, all of that's going to change. Don't worry, we're not going to turn into a mommy blog or a how to travel with kids. We'll certainly do an episode on that, I'm sure. And the little one, I'm sure, will be in some episodes, either vicariously through there telling me it's time to do something with some crying, or whether they, later on actually are on the show. So that would be great. But for now, I'm on this journey. I am pregnant and I am honestly struggling. So I want to read you, hopefully without crying. I might cry, but that's how it goes, what I wrote today. And then I'll share a little bit more. this, full disclosure, full disclaimer, this is my journey and this is my experience. And any woman out there who is listening, you are entitled to have your feelings, to have your journey, to have your experience, however it may be. That is the point of this post. That is the point of this podcast episode. That is my message. So please respectfully allow me to have my journey and allow, honor and respect what I'm going through. I hope this helps. It's helped me already, I'll tell you that. So this is what I shared. I do not enjoy pregnancy. I truly do not. This has been hard on me emotionally, psychologically, and for obvious reasons, physically. I'm sharing this not to receive a flood of comments and well wishes, but to instead offer a real perspective of what it's like for those that aren't, and I truly hate this word, glowing or enjoying the process. I'm here for the outcome, our baby, but the journey to get there has not been smooth nor easy. Some have said to me, I'm sorry it's not what you expected. Actually, it's as I expected to a degree. I never imagined I'd be one of the people who loved it. I didn't actually ever think from the first-hand accounts that I heard and the friends I saw throughout pregnancy that it looked overly enjoyable, but I probably didn't think I would find it quite so hard. The illusions of pregnancy that we see most often are in movies, TV shows, some books, and now perpetuated on social media with the rise of the influencer. That glowing image of a woman looking down at her belly, bursting with pride in awe of this new life inside her. The image of a mother-to-be, anticipating this new role with blissful joy. Well, I call bullshit because, one, I've now experienced it firsthand, and although there are some fleeting moments of joy, anticipation, and excitement, there's a hell of a lot of discomfort, unpleasantness, and at times even distress. Two, I've heard firsthand from medical professionals in my care that some of these very same people posting the images are coming in distraught, disheveled, and truly loathing the process, suffering and unhappy, but then turning around hours later to post another glowing image. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we perpetuate the myth that everything about pregnancy is beautiful and wondrous? It makes it so truly challenging for people like myself who are saying, I don't like it. Oh, what don't you like about it? The question I get in quick follow-up when I am actually honest about how I'm feeling and saying I don't like it. Why am I the exception? Why do I have to explain myself? And why do I have to feel other? Why then must there be a perception that women are this virgin-like symbol of hope and joy when pregnant? Why can't we let women, especially ones like myself, feel and experience this massive life change that places stress and strain on the mind and body as it truly is for us? Whatever that journey looks like, whether it be beautiful, ugly, happy, sad, smooth, bumpy, easy, hard, or otherwise. I understand that there are women out there who truly love it, who truly revel in this time and savor every moment. And to those women, I genuinely say congratulations and I wish you all the best on your journey. I'm genuinely happy for you that this is the experience you're having and that you want to have. I really, truly am. But can we please stop as a society accepting this as the norm? Not only accepting, but expecting this as the norm. There are so many women out there like me, some who never speak up and they suffer alone in silence. It's only after their baby comes or, you know, maybe some have even told me 10 or 20 years later they're actually saying some of these things for the first time and remembering what they really went through. I've been very vocal to friends and family about my pregnancy and the fact that I dislike it, but honestly, at many times, hate it. I do not feel myself. I have no control over my body. My mind is in friction and battle most days. The emotional and psychological toll is not discussed nearly enough, and it leaves women with an unhealthy expectation that they need to be enjoying it, loving it, when actually perhaps they just need to be getting through it, like surviving it. I haven't shared very publicly about my pregnancy journey to date, and for some this might be the first time you're hearing it. It's because I don't enjoy discussing it and I do not welcome conversation. I really don't. So, just side note, I welcome you to comment and to write whatever you want. I just probably won't go into a dialogue with you. I don't think that's healthy for me. That's my decision. But by all means, sharing how you feel and your experience, absolutely, that's what I hope can come into this in the future. I am blessed to have wonderful support in my friends, family, and the medical professionals that I can reach out to when I need. This is my journey, and that's okay. This is how it's going to be. This is what it is, and that's okay. I'm not asking anyone else to have the same one, but I am asking those around me to honor and respect my experience. I've chosen to write about my experience. This is in a blog. You can view it at lovelytravels.com in the hope that it helps those around me to understand where I'm at and to give me the space I need. And please note, again, this is most certainly not an invitation for advice, discussions, and comments. As above, I've got incredible support, which I continue to seek out as and when I need it. I'm also writing a book, so stay tuned, that's coming. I am writing a book about my experience. It's written from my perspective, if not for anything else than a cathartic process to help me stay calm and be able to cope throughout this journey. Each woman's journey is so unique and individual. Let's allow pregnant women to tell us what they want, what they need, and how they're feeling. So if I ask only one thing in writing this, in saying this, I ask that you please lead with the woman first. I am not a pregnant lady. I am Emma, and I happen to be pregnant. Please continue to treat me as the whole and wonderful human that I am in and of myself. And when my baby does come earthside, please give them the love and respect they deserve to be the unique and truly individual human that they will be and that we all are. So, oh, I got through that without crying. It's pretty impressive. I posted that a couple of hours ago, despite my disclaimer, which I've put in many times. There's been lots of comments on the post, please, if this allows you to share your experience and share your journey, please do. All that I ask is that you don't try to put your experience and your beliefs and your thoughts and your feelings onto me. I'm asking to be allowed to have that. I haven't asked for advice. I haven't asked for comments. I haven't asked for ways to cope because I have all of that. I have a psychologist, I'm going to see, through my obstetrician at the hospital. I've been seeing my kinesiologist once a month, so she's like a counsellor, healer, coach type thing. She's been beautiful and wonderful, and absolutely, if you're open to sort of alternative medicine, I guess, even though it's pretty straightforward, highly recommend kinesiology. I have amazing friends who are young mothers, mothers with young children. First and foremost, they're my friends, but they are also mothers. And they've been beautiful in not only being honest about what they experienced, but also allowing me to talk freely and openly about what I'm going through. So I have a lot of support, but that doesn't, it doesn't mean that what's going on in my mind, what's going on in my body is necessarily made, it's made a little better, but it's tough. It is tough. I am fighting my brain. I am having to surrender and let go, which is a good thing to practice, but it's extremely challenging. My first baby in my life was my business, is my business. She's 11 years old now, lovely communications. And in the first week, so I said I'd share a little bit of my journey. I found out I was pregnant at 6.5 weeks. And when I first found out, honestly, despite the fact, and these are all misconceptions, I'll go into this in detail in the book, despite the fact that we wanted this, we were happy for this, we had, you know, somewhat planned, or, you know, we said, yes, we're open to having children, we're ready to go, ready, in inverted commas. you know, when the reality hits that you're actually pregnant with child, I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified. I was daunted. I cried. And I just was petrified, especially as I felt quite unwell. Not everybody gets that. I had had already, the reason we'd gone to the doctor and everything was because I had been throwing up and feeling really nauseous, very unwell, really barely able to function. And I thought, oh my God, I've got 7.5 months of this. How, my business is going to fall apart. I can't do this. How can I do this? And then after that, I've got to raise a child. And, you know, I'm a businesswoman. I love running my business. I love working with my clients. To feel like that was slipping away from me was truly devastating. And, you know, this is the part where I say about the advice and the discussion and the comments is that people coming in and saying, oh, no, no, it won't be like that. Oh, no, you'll be fine, da-di-da. That's, you know, logically in a part of my mind I know that. But right in that moment that's what I feel, and I need to let that feeling and those experiences out. I've been incredibly grateful for the practice of journaling, which is something I've done for a little while, whether it be in my actual journal. I do have a baby journal, which people who have multiple children think is hilarious, but I've, you know, again, cathartic, and I've been pretty good at keeping it up, to be honest, too. Every week I write in the journal. I write on phone notes. I write notes on my phone. And I voice memo notes as well, a journal sometimes. All of it just to get it out and to process it and to go through it. It's just so important without feedback. So just to get it out. But I found that helpful. But anyway, I think I keep jumping all over. But, so, and if one person says to me, baby brain, I will hit the roof. There's a few banned words around me at the moment. They are glow or glowing, baby brain, and there's another one that I forget. And again, if you say baby brain, I will lose it. What I've been sharing, though, is that although I do not enjoy pregnancy, do not mistake this as I am miserable day in, day out. I can separate and I can see my experiences as mutually exclusive. So I went out for lunch with my girlfriends the other day and I enjoyed it. I did not enjoy being pregnant, but it was like I was having a nice lunch that I enjoyed. I happened to be pregnant. I think my struggle has been sometimes with family, to be honest, and with some of my friends, is that I've been honest, I've told them how I'm feeling, I've told them I'm struggling. And then they see a photo of me smiling or catch up with me and I'm laughing. And so then it's like, oh, so you're enjoying it now. You feel better now. And it's like, no, I still don't enjoy pregnancy. The overall process is crap. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. It is hard. It is uncomfortable. It is unpleasant. But I'm enjoying today. I'm enjoying my moment. I went for a swim in the pool yesterday. I love that. I'm going to go get my nails done today. I will enjoy that. I have cuddles and laugh with my husband. I love that. And, you know, I can be crying on the couch this morning as I write this thing, and truly might feel like my heart is breaking about this process. And then, you know, I can be talking to a friend and enjoying it. You know, I think we so oversimplify emotions and we so oversimplify something that is so complex. And so, like, you know, I've done some meditation, I've done some mindfulness things. We need to be, it's moment to moment, you know, take each thing moment to moment. In my Vipassana course, they said, accept the reality as it is. And the reality as it is for me is that I do not enjoy pregnancy, and that is okay. So, yeah, I'll do a quick summary. We had a bit of a funny start. We actually, in April, I thought I was pregnant, April 2020, so which would have been a bit of a whoopsie. I thought I had symptoms and signs and, you know, full disclosure, I had not had my period for a long time. So yeah, we're very open here. This is the thing, you know, this is what happens. Anyway, I did two tests, both negative, still nothing. So I went to the doctor, did a blood test. No, definitely not. So, okay, well, what's going on? Eventually it came. But, you know, after quite some time, but, you know, it opened the discussion for us. Well, what are we doing? You know, we got married. If you listen to episode 27, we eloped to Mexico in February 29th of February 2020. So our plan was to have a big 7-week honeymoon in September, October of 2020. And then our plan was to, be open to trying, I don't like that word, trying. We were opened to falling pregnant and open to having a child. So I guess the goal was 2021. So we're going to have this big honeymoon, travel, all of that stuff, and then see what happens next year. Well, as we all know, 2020 decided that nobody had any plans and decided to throw everything out the window. And so we were like, well, who knows when travel's going to open up. Do I really need to not have a child or not be pregnant to go on that trip? Like, not necessarily. You know, those countries, those places we wanted to visit to, the wedding that we were going to attend, that will happen another time and we can do that and we just might have a little person with us. So, you know, we opened that discussion and we said, all right, well, let's see what happens. Well, it happened. So, in June, I again was not feeling well, but because of what had happened in April, I was kind of like, I tried a test again, negative. So don't always trust the stick, people. Really didn't work. So I didn't get that experience of at home, you know, getting to have that moment with my husband. While I was thinking I was pregnant, I was starting to worry that it was something else. So I went back for a blood test and the doctor said, let's do an ultrasound because, you know, if this is, you know, something's going on, if you're just having these big gaps where you're not having a period and then, you know, you're also not feeling well. So what's going on? So it was kind of like started off with fear and concern and worry. So I'd done that test on the Tuesday. I was going back for my ultrasound on the Thursday, and then on the Thursday morning I got a call from the doctor saying, or from the doctor's office saying, can you please come in for your blood test results? They don't call you if there's nothing on your blood test result. Like, they just don't. I've had them before. It sent me into a full-blown panic because either one, I was pregnant, which, you know, we were happy about and it would answer for a lot of things. But otherwise, why else are they calling me? What have they found? And so my darling husband rushed home from work to be with me. And he went to the doctor's office and, you know, his nerves and fear and, you know, he said, okay, you're pregnant. So it was like, oh, phew. You know, someone said to me early on, how are you feeling? How you know, you're pregnant. Oh, my God. And I said, how do you feel? And I was like, relieved. Relieved that I don't have some other serious illness. Like, honestly, that's how I felt in that first moment. And then, you know, it just takes a bit of time to process. And then, as I said, this was around 6.5 weeks that I found out back in June. And then there was the worry and concern for what's going to happen with my business. And honestly, the loss of identity, like the loss of myself, really started to come straight away. And with all due respect to everyone else, I do not want to be just seen as a mother. I am not just a mum. And unfortunately, I am not just a pregnant lady. I'm Emma, and I am full of wonderful things, I can't even think of the word. I'm complex, and there's a lot of elements to me, and I have a life and I have a history and I have a lot to offer. And I know that I will love my child and I will be, you know, people keep saying you'll be a great mom. I'm not really worried about that. It's about the connection and the love for myself. I love myself. I can say that. So this is the journey. This is the process that I'm going on. And, you know, I think I cried to a friend one day, I don't want to just be reading mummy blogs all the time. And I don't want to just be, you know, talking about baby stuff all the time. And, you know, I understand also that's not a reality. I've got wonderful friends who are mothers and great mothers. And also when we talk, bar a quick, how are the kids going? We talk about ourselves and we talk about each other and we have the relationship and we talk as two intelligent women that we are, who, you know, she happens to love her children. And when I'm with her children, I love them deeply too. They're beautiful. But yeah, we are just so much more than this one role and title. And this is exactly what I do in my business, Lovely Communications. I help people with their personal brand. And so many people, once they become a mother, or the first way they describe themselves is a mother. And for me, it's like, no, first and foremost, you are you. I am Emma. And I happen to be, you know, I happen to be the wife of Matt. I happen to be the mother of this child. I happen to be the mother of my fur baby, T'Challa, who I love dearly, also one of my children. I happen to be a business owner. I'm a traveler as well, you know. We're more than just one thing. We're holistic, beautiful beings. So this is something I'm really, really dedicated to. Anyway, fast forward, we're at 27 weeks, you know, whatever, say between 11 and 13 weeks to go. I am 100% counting down. And this is just my journey. So I hope you're still with me. if you're not, that's cool. You're not hearing this, so bye. Again, this was important for me to do. I hope if you did listen, it offered some insights into what it can be like for different women. And as I said in the piece I read before, I genuinely honour and respect every other person's journey. All I ask is that you honour and respect mine too. So let's have our experiences. Let's share them, but without judgment, without having to feel like the mirror is being held up to us, without feeling like we have to justify our experience and justify what the choices we made. Like this for women, pregnancy and motherhood is shrouded by judgment, comparison, guilt, and, you know, just this, yeah, comparing constantly. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that with you ladies. Please don't do that with me. I won't do it with you. You choose to breastfeed, awesome. You have to use formula, or you want to use formula because you don't want to breastfeed, awesome. You choose to have a C-section, elective C-section, as I am, good for you. You want to have a home birth in the water, in the tub, beautiful, great, love it. I love that for you. If you choose you want to have a vaginal birth, let's not use natural birth. I'm having an abdominal birth. You want to have a vaginal birth in the hospital or at home or wherever it is, that is awesome. You know, let's just own our experience, own your experience, share your story, and just each share our story and be honest about it. And that's fine. It's okay. There's no need to then to place our own worldviews. And this is just like life stuff. This is just general life stuff. There is no need to place your experience and your views onto someone else. So that's what I'm asking for. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Love you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I love this platform for the conversations we have, for the opportunity to speak out. And, yeah, as I said, I'll definitely share when the little one comes. And, you know, I am excited to take this little person. They're going to have a very full passport. We're going to take them around the world. For now, I am remaining as calm as possible and coping throughout this journey. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with me. And again, if you want to connect, please visit lovelytravels.com. I'll share the link in the show notes to the piece I wrote. Please check us out on Instagram. Don't worry, you won't be seeing a bunch of baby spam. we're about the travel and the adventure there. There might be the odd few photo of the little one because, you know, they're going to be coming with me. Lovely Travels Instagram, Lovely Travels Community on Facebook, and we have our Facebook page, Lovely Travels. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.